Hey, welcome to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I'm going to be talking with all kinds of entertainers, musicians, artists, comedians, singers, songwriters, bands, about their life, their career, their inspirations, their philosophies. I'd love for you to subscribe, like, and leave us a review. This week's episode is short, but filled with all kinds of goodness. We are speaking with Cy Kernan of The Fix. Their brand new album, Every 5 Seconds, is out now, and they are currently touring the U.S. Good morning, Cy.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thank you so much. I've just got to tell you right out of the gate, I'm kind of geeking out and having a fangirl moment. You and your band are some of my favorites.
Oh, well, that's great. Glad to be of service.
Oh, thank you very much. I saw y'all in Lubbock, Texas at an amphitheater in 2004, one of the best live shows I've ever seen. So I'm stoked about the tour and the album.
Yeah, we're like racehorses. Just get us out of the box. We love it when we're running. Touring is our best side of the game. You get to meet people. You get to sing your songs every day. There's nothing to knock there. Crazy world. We've been compressed in with the pandemic for the last 2 years, so we're really bursting to get out.
The album, it sounds amazing. Your voice, just as clear and pure as ever. I just love it. So what can you tell us about it?
Well, it's kind of a good addition to the rest of the albums that we've had out. I think we're very proud of the sound. It definitely sounds like us. We haven't made any major departures in the technique of what we do. Sadly to say that what inspired me to write the first albums, Red Skies, Stand or Fall, all those songs, the topics haven't seemed to have left the headlines much. So we're still dealing with the same topics, only that I look around the room when I'm playing with my lifelong friends and partners in this band, and we're celebrating each other's health, we're celebrating each other's life and friendship. And that is something that is not to be undervalued.
You know, I think in the times we've been living in the last couple of years, boy, it is so easy to let your mind go to the negative. And can you kind of talk to us about a quote I read where you said life can either be a series of broken, obsessive thoughts, or it can be a wonderful mosaic of moments?
That's the truth right there. I think we're bombarded every day with little negative headlines that just try and vie for your attention. And it creates like a cacophony in your mind when you're basically trying to glow out love for your neighbor. You're remembering the love your mother and your father had for you. You're looking at your children. You're looking at your life. You're trying to accept everything around you, smelling a flower, looking at the sky, enjoying the sunshine. All these things are competing for our attention at any one time. And it's sad how we always choose to sort of recoil with the negative, and we never really admire the beauty in each other.
I totally agree. And Cy, Closer was the first single off the album, Every 5 Seconds. Tell me if I'm interpreting this correctly. It seems like, even though, like you said, you're continuing with the same fixed sound that we all know and love, beautiful, moving, ethereal, but it seems like it kind of, like always, your music grabs our chin and kind of forces us to look at what's happening in our world and just shout, no, it's not okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, someone has to do it. I mean, as musicians, we get out there, we're used to singing to both sides of the room. We're like radical moderates. Since we've been away, the world seems to have gone into this spin where everyone's stuck in their sides, refusing to look at the other side as if there's any good on the other side. But of course, we all know that it takes two sides to keep a balanced mind. And then when we return to that balance is when we'll start to move forward again. So I think as a band, that's what we feel our role is. We just get out into the village square and start tempting people out from behind their curtains to celebrate who they are and what they are.
I love that. And speaking of the band, it's the original lineup. Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, same guys.
What are you looking forward to? I know, kind of just getting out of the gate and around people again. Is there anything else that y'all are really looking forward to most about the tour and this new album?
Summer's a great time to be out on the road. It's nice to be adding a few new songs to a well-tempered set. You know, the best thing for me as a writer is learning new meanings to a song. I think I know what it's about until I've heard what people feel it's about for them. And then you realize that there are many ripples to a stone's throw.
Now, you also have 5 solo albums. Any solo work coming up after y'all do the tour?
Yeah, there's always more solo stuff coming. I'm looking to do a solo tour after Christmas next year, just me and a piano.
Oh.
Breaking it down, me in my pajamas, basically.
I love that. And I'm sure they will be very artistic pajamas.
Yeah, that's right. We were out in last October, and the wheel came off the bus right before the end. So we're filling in those last 3 days. And then August, we kick off on the East Coast. And then in November, we kick off pretty much up in the northern part because we like the snow when it's Christmassy.
Every 5 seconds, available on iTunes, Amazon, and TheFix.com. You and your band, you are certainly the soundtrack and have been for my life, and I'm not alone. So many things that when I think back to things that happened, I think about your music that I was listening to at that same time. And a lot of people know many things about you, but what is one thing that your fans don't know about you and your band, but that you want them to know?
We make mistakes, and we learn from them. And we know how to apologize to each other when we make personal mistakes. And sometimes apologizing is a hard thing to do, but it's also the most relieving thing and the most releasing thing. So I think if everybody kind of faced themselves that way and see what it is to, that's how this band has survived. You learn how to, from a mistake, how to apologize, move on, how to speak creatively instead of destructively. I think that's probably the underlying message as to not just surviving, but living.
I love it, especially in our cancel culture of today. Couldn't have ended on wiser words. Cy, thank you so much. We're looking forward to the tour, and I will be checking out those Texas dates. Been very generous with your time. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Cy.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal.